From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. In Texas, child welfare authorities say they will try to make the transition into foster care for more than 400 children from a polygamous group as painless as possible. We get an update now from NPR's Wade Goodwin about what is involved in preparing to take care of all those children. And Wade joins us now. Welcome back to Day to Day, Wade.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Well, these children, they have had almost no knowledge of what life is like outside this compound they've been living in. This must be an extraordinary task.
Well, the buses started rolling out again this morning. There's still, I think, 300 children left in San Angelo, and they're being shipped to foster care facilities around the state, all over Texas. And imagine for a moment, imagine this from the foster care provider's point of view. Let's say you run, for example, a Methodist facility near one of Texas's larger cities. You've got 6 bedrooms, you've got 25 beds, and most of the children you get have been taken from their hopelessly addicted mothers and fathers. It got so bad the state just had to say that's it. But now you're about to get 14 children from the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They're all siblings. They've never watched TV. They've never played a video game, never been on the internet, don't dance, never been to a public school. They wear Pioneer outfits. They have iPods filled with lectures from their prophet Warren Jeffs. And you get just a sense of how different this group is going to be and the challenge you've got on your hands as a foster care provider.
You know, it does sound like it's going to be a monumental effort to get underway from the standpoint of the state. We had talked to a lawyer yesterday who represents some of the mothers who have these kids, and the lawyer had said, why hasn't the state come forward with any charges? Why haven't they verified any of these allegations? Remember, this all came about because someone purporting to be a 16-year-old young woman called authorities 3 weeks ago and said there's sexual abuse going on here. Why haven't they been able to verify that if they've been on the ranch, on the compound for 3 weeks?
Well, I mean, I guess the question is, why hasn't the investigation, the criminal investigation, gone faster? We're 3 weeks out. I mean, this is a very big case. I imagine the state and Texas Rangers and the Department of Public Safety is proceeding very carefully. But the Child Protective Services says they have many children who are pregnant and underage in their custody. And if that's true, I think criminal charges will be pending. I can't say that for certain, but I think with the evidence they've got in the children, just the children, that puts many of the men, or at least some of the men, inside the ranch at jeopardy for charges of conspiracy to rape. If you don't have in Texas a written form from the state allowing you to show that you've had parental consent to be married at 16 or under, if you're 17 and you say you're married, you're not married. If you haven't done that, and so they're all every child that is 17 and under is at risk, is a victim, and all those people who had sex with that child are at risk for charges.
We spoke to someone from Family Protective Services earlier. That individual said they have 20 instances of individuals, young women, underage girls, he said, who indeed have had these experiences.
Yeah, that's just the 16 and under ones they've got. That doesn't even include the 17-year-olds. So that's evidence that I think will stand up in any Texas hearing.
NPR's Wade Goodwin reporting from Dallas. Wade, thanks again on this story.
My pleasure.